We started yesterday, but we'll go over it again. We're trying now to connect the Gemara Psachim, Mishnah Psachim, to the whole thing which we learned over the course of the last 2 weeks about how much of a mistake a person Edim can make. So we had in the Gemara we've had till now that to come to a Meir, Edim can make a mistake. One can say the second, one can say the third hour, and according to Rebbe Yehuda, one can say the third and one can say the fifth. And we had in the Gemara different mahalchim, different ways how to explain what's the machlokes to remain. According to the first mahalach, we had three mahalchim in the Gemara. First mahalach of Abaye, there's no room for any mistake. And the reason why we can accept two and three, one to the second hour, one to the third hour, is actually talking about the exact same time. One is the second, then the end of the second, one meant third, then the beginning of the third. They're talking about the same time, and there's no room for any error. If there'd be a slight discrepancy between the two Eidos, we would not accept the Eidos. That was the first half of Abaye. Second half of Abaye says we can allow a slight discrepancy. We may allow a slight discrepancy, but no more than slight. That was in Remeir. Abaye explained in Rebbe Yehuda, the first half of Abaye in Rebbe Yehuda was you allowed half an hour of an error. Marginal error of half an hour. And therefore, if one says three and one says five, it's accepted because the story actually happened halfway through the fourth hour, and each one was out by half an hour. The one that said three meant the end of the third. The one that said fifth meant the beginning of the fifth, and they were both out by half an hour. And according to the second Mahalach of Abaye in Rebbe Yehuda, every person can make a mistake of an hour and a little bit. The one that said three meant the end of the third, and he was out by an hour and a little bit, because one is the fifth meant the beginning of the fifth, and there's an hour gap. All the other way around, one is the third meant the end of the third, and the one that said five, so the one that said third meant even the beginning of the third, the one that said five meant he was out by 1 hour. Have I got that wrong? I got that wrong, it seems to be. The one that says five, he meant the beginning of the fifth. And he was out by an hour. And the one that says third meant the end of the third, and therefore they are out. There's again a discrepancy of 1 hour. So according to the second Mahalach of Abaye, you're allowed to make a mistake of 1 hour. One person can make a mistake of 1 hour. Okay, Rabbah will come to this. Or comes it soon or not. So let's just work out now, the Gemara's got a question, how those two opinions of Abaye fit in with the Mishnah of Chameid. Tanan, third line down, you'd raise them a bit. Tanan, Remeir Oymer. Remeir said, Oichrim kol chomish, v'sofim v'tchilat shish. You can eat the entire fifth hour, but you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Burning at the beginning of the sixth hour really means that once you're not allowed to eat it anymore, then you might as well burn it. But not eating your chiv to burn it dusk at the beginning of the sixth hour, but the thing is that once you're not allowed to eat it, then you've got no use anymore, so you just burn it. And if you just said, Eichlin kol arba, mestoilin kol chomish, during the fifth hour you can't eat, you can benefit from it, but you can't eat it, you can feed the animals, for instance. It's so very mitzvah, but once the beginning of the sixth hour comes, you can't eat and you can't benefit from it at all. So what's the big question? Why are we bringing this into our study? The big question is, if you go to the Mahalchim, this Mishnah doesn't fit in. Let's go to the first Mahalchim. Abaye holds how much of a mistake does Remeir say a person can make?
Two.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. According to Abaye, how much of a mistake did Remeir allow? So the second mark is half an hour. The first mark is can't make any mistakes. Let's go with the first mark first. You can't make any mistakes. There's no room for any error. Why? People don't mean they've got very good eyes and they know exactly how the time is. So if there's no room for any error, so why do we say that you're not allowed to eat the chomet in the sixth hour? Are you allowed to eat chomet until the end of the sixth hour, until chatzos? So why on earth should we say you shouldn't be able to eat chomet during the sixth hour? What are you going to say? Because people might make a mistake. say that, Baba. I said, people don't make a mistake. We may also, people don't make a mistake. So then, why is it that you're guarding chametz, we're machme in saying that we can't eat in the 6 hours? That's the question according to the first Malach of Abayi. According to the second Malach of Abayi, a similar question. How much of a mistake, you told us, Michael told us, how much of a mistake can you make, according to the second Malach of Abayi, half an hour? So you should maybe do your chametz until half an hour before chametz. Yeah, have a mom, good kasha.
Hold. You know, but is it making it something that the farm, the error that you make in the farm is the same day? Because you can't check the farm accurately. I thought that maybe the reason was why they take the ages, but the person was sitting with a stopwatch watching for ages. It's all the same. And you only check some calculation of the farm, they could make some kind of error. I mean, the event happened. But when you know you've got to finish eating farmers at 11 o'clock, You can find the
car. So you're making the question even stronger. You're saying that here where you're busy watching the stopwatch, you should definitely be able to go to the chatzis. Then maybe you can't check up so well. I'm saying that's how Rebbeinu's asking the question. So you strengthen the question. I'm not sure I agree with your question, but you strengthen all the same. You're saying that they're busy watching the story, not busy watching the sun. And you're sitting at home and you've got your chametz at home, so there's no reason why you should make a mistake. Okay? So you strengthen the question. So certainly you should be able to be able to eat the chametz. That's the question I'm putting on. Not a man answer.
I would say it's not a question because the body wasn't saying that it's not feasible when people make mistakes. It's just saying for deciding whether or not to accept the Jesus, so it's
a mistake
to me, I'm not going to accept it, even a little mistake. Not to say it's
impossible,
it's not acceptable
because
it's
a mistake. No, because you see, in review that we do accept Aedus. In review that we do accept Aedus, we do accept mistakes, even regarding Aedus. So we don't want to make a double machlokes between review and Remeir. And the second notion of Avaya, that the Remeir holds the person can make a mistake a little bit, half an hour, and therefore we'll accept Aedus. I mean, it doesn't bother us of accepting Aedus if it could be they're making a mistake. We see that in Rebuda, we see that in the second Lashon Remeir. It doesn't bother us if you can make a mistake. As long as you're talking about the same time, the same story, as long as you're talking about the same story, we'll accept it. If there's discrepancy, then we won't. So if one said it would happen on the fifth hour, one said it happened on the third hour, so we'll accept the Aedus, because they're both talking at the same time. Right? So the fact that they make a mistake doesn't bother us. But with regard to Pesach it is, because here we've seen, you're not allowed to have any chametz during the 6 hour. Why not? Why don't we say a person can make a mistake up to half an hour, or she should be able to eat to half an hour through the 6 hour. Or a person doesn't make any mistakes, she should be able to eat the whole way through the 6 hour. Okay, so that's the question. Rachnish is Nami Dama Adam Tay Mashu. Where are we holding? Let's go back. Now Baya Nibaja May Dama Ain Adam Tay Veloy Krum Nekul Kurashit, you should be able to eat the entire 6 hour. But Rachnish is Nami Dama Tay Mashu comes in the second Lashon in Remeir that says a person can make a slight mistake. Nekul Atsreshit, you should be able to eat until the end of the 6 hour. You can't eat right for chatzis, but at least until near the end of the sky, you should be able to eat. And according to Abaya, how he understood Rebbe, remember the two lashonos how he understood Rebbe, either you're allowed to make half an hour of a mistake, or there's a margin of error of an hour, but because of, maximum is an hour. So if so, by Rebbe, the Dhamma, Olam Toya Chatzisho, Nechel ad Talga the Shvitz, you should be able to eat till halfway through the 6 hour. Well, Achnish and Ami. So, over Adam Tzoyah Shoah Masro, so they come to that Lashon, the second Lashon, that says, Abai said the person can make a mistake of just over an hour, Nechel ad Tzoyah, you should be able to eat until the end of the 6 hour. So why did Rebbe Yehuda tell you can't eat from the beginning of the 5th hour? So we have a question both in the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Kunzer Meir Shvevti right till then, till Chatzos, maybe just beforehand, and the Kunzer Rabbi Yehuda Shvevti to half an hour before Chatzos, or maybe an hour before Chatzos. But where does this business come from? The Kunzer Meir, you have to stop an hour beforehand, and the Kunzer Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop 2 hours beforehand. Where does all this business come from? That's the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Amar Abaye. Eidos Mesura Lezrizim. Chamei Tzachoy and Masu. Eidos is Masu Lezrizim. Meaning, we said that yesterday in Rashi, that people giving Eidos, they know they have to be particular about the time. They know that they're going to be interrogated, and they know they're going to have to find out about the time. So anyone coming to give Eidos has clarified the time. And since they clarify the time, there's no room for any margin of error. Or a very limited room for margin of error. Now, she'enke, chomet l'chayim also. Chomet is for everyone. For every Tom, Dick, and Harry, there's a mitzvah of chomet. And therefore, we have to be more concerned that a person might make an error. And we have to expand the margin of error. So Remeir gave you an extra hour of Issa, and Yudah said, you have 2 hours before.
And that's opposite to what I was.
Yes.
You can't do
this, something is like not being stated. Nachon.
Whereas in Chomer, at least before
Pesach,
not
coming out
and being
over the law. Nachon. So you're strengthening the question again. So you see that by, what we're saying is, that since a person is so particular, therefore we can rely on it with a small margin of error. Well, you're asking the other way, there what?
No, I'm just saying.
Some of these lights are at stake, and therefore... That's really it. So Rashi is a slightly different thing. Let's see Rashi. Nechal Tzev Shitz. Nechal Tzev Shitz. So min atzev in the Oslo Elo. Mishal Vishitz. You see where we are in Rashi? It's the... Page 29 down in Rashi. Nechal Atzev Shishit. Dominatoya in an also and Amisha Obrushish. Minatoya is also to eat when only after 6 hours. Rabbanon, Lama is a Bachir. Lama Luhu, the Ovid, a Chokka, Bimidi, the Leitor, Inchidim. Why should Rabbanon make a Chokka for something which a person doesn't make a mistake? That's a bit bothered. That's why Rashi is adding an extra word there. Rashi is a bit bothered that, what's the question? Rashi says, I'll make lots of this. There's lots of zips that can't make, right? You can't put water in a vase that's got flowers on shabbos. Why? So there's a bottle. No reason, so then I thought you're allowed to cut flowers. So there's a bottle. And a thousand mikvoya, loads of there's a bottle. So what's the big question? Got it, ages. Yes, we have to be very particular. What was the margin of error? But the bottom, we're more. We give more leeway for margin of error, so what is the question of the Gemara? So Rashi says, no, but every Zayis Rabbanon has to have a basis for it. Chazal doesn't throw out Zayis Rabbanon. There has to be a reason why Chazal made Zayis Rabbanon. They're concerned. If we allow you to water flowers, you might come, if water flowers in a vase, you might come to water flowers in a flower pot. Right, if you allow you to move multi, you might come to carry, you might come to write, you might come to do all things. Every Zayda Abom, there's a reason for their Zayda. So if you're saying, there's no, people don't make mistakes, there's no reason for the Zayda, so why should they make you Zayda to forbid you to eat an hour before? That's where Rashi is coming to be motivated. Why should they make a chokka on something that people don't make a mistake about? Right? Lama lohu, Dalila Chokra. Why should they make our Chokra? Why should they make a boundary? And maybe for something, the Loitor Inshibe that they don't make mistakes on. So the answer is, Eidos Mesur Lezrizim. That indeed, there is a reason for them to make the Gzeir. Because although by Eidos, there's no reason for mistake, that's because Eidos Mesur Lezrizim, which means, Ein Odom Bo, Lohoid Aran Efesh, a person won't come to testify about a person chaimisa, ella in gain boki b'shoyis, unless he is a boki, knowledgeable about the shoyis, about the time. The feet, why? Shedehu, he knows, should sleepily dorish, that in the end of the day they go to interrogate him. B'tvishul chakir. the types of interrogation. Al-Khamis, has nothing to do with knowing about interrogation. It's mutter on every person. To say in a book, if somebody doesn't know well about the time, so the hand is going to make this mistake. So Mela, that's the answer according to Abai. So we've explained that according to Abai, why there were more machmir by, why we're more machmir by Chomet more than by others, by Jesus. Okay, very good. Now, what about Rav? Right, let's go over what Rav's shittus was. Remember Rav explained what Remeya and Rav Yehuda hold in the din of Jesus. Rav said, "Hey, Jesus, how did it go?" What do Rav say? That according to Remeya, after 2 hours. After 2 hours. Therefore, when he said three, he might have meant the beginning of two, and when he said three, he might have meant the end of three. It doesn't matter. You have a margin of error of after 2 hours. If not your view, then how much of a margin of error do you have?
Three.
After 3 hours. So we have a similar question now. According to a mayor, how should it go? According to a mayor, you should, when should you stop eating chametz? The beginning of the fifth hour. And when do Remeya allow you to eat chametz? At the end of the fifth. So now we've got opposite way of a question. Because of Remeya, you should have to stop eating chametz 30 an hour earlier. Till now we've been having a question the other way. So now we've got a question. Because of Remeya, why do we allow you to eat chametz until the beginning of the sixth hour?
Then why do you say mafia?
No, the other way around.
Why do you eat?
He allows them to eat chomet until the end of the fifth hour.
Why is
it amazing? Right? He allows you to eat chomet until the end of the fifth hour. It shouldn't be. You should have to stop already in the fifth hour. Now let's work out the abuser. What would be the question in the abuser? How long you have to, how much of a margin of error?
Yeah.
After 3 hours. So which way are we going to have a question now?
Why didn't you make that off at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Right. Because Rav Yehuda, why did he allow you to eat until the fifth hour? He should stop already at the beginning of the fourth hour. Right? The beginning of the fifth hour. Why did he allow you? Rav Yehuda allows you, no, the beginning of the fourth hour. You should stop already. 4, 5, 6. That makes a mistake of 3 hours. Right? 4, 5, 6. That makes a mistake. That's the 3 hours. So you shouldn't be able to eat during the fourth hour. So we're now asking the other way around. It seems by chametz pitam we're more makom, but that can't be, right? So if you make mistakes, you make mistakes. So that's now the question the other way around. That's the inside. Rava, according to how he understood Remeya, the person can make a mistake after 2 hours. The Omar, he said, Adam tell you a person makes a mistake of Steishai Tzatzim Mashu, just under 2 hours. So Mitzchila Hei Loi Neichol. He shouldn't eat already from the beginning of the fifth hour. So what's Pshat? Answers the Gemara. Hey, Chama B'Mizach, B'Zayin Chama B'Mayot. A person doesn't make this mistake. Because look where the sun is. In the fifth hour, the sun is facing east. Already after Chatzos, the sun's facing west. So a person's not going to make this mistake and think in the fifth hour that it is already, that it's not yet. It means what we worried about. A person, if we allow him to eat, they might come to eat after Chatzos as well. No, they'll be able to see it. Now I'm eating because the sun's in the east. Once the sun moves to the west, it'll stop. So for me, there's no reason to be machmir for 2 hours. Yeah, the whole reason why we want to make it clear is if we allow him to eat now, then he'll come to eat also after chatzis. Since a person makes an error of 2 hours, if we allow him to eat now, he'll come to eat also after chatzis.
So you actually
the fifth hour, so right. So say no, because although it's true, Abai said between the third and the fifth hour of the day, a person can make a mistake. That's all because the sun's always in the east. But between the fifth and the seventh hour, there's no real pain in the face. So Mela, What's your concern? If we're allowed to eat now in the fifth hour, we'll come to eat also after the faith. No, after the faith, they'll realize, why did I eat earlier? Because the sun was on the east. So once the sun moves away from the east, that's currently on the top eating. There's no concern if that's not eat after the faith.
Therefore,
there's no reason for Xeer.
Where?
To stop the person eating chomets in the fifth hour. No, asking according to Rava, Ali the Jeremiah. Right. So we asked you should stop at the beginning of the fifth hour.
At the beginning of
5 and 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
That's what we asked. The answer is no, because in the fifth hour the sun's in the east, so the person knows this is the reason why I'm not eating now, because it's now not Chatzos. But once it gets to Chatzos, the sun's ready on the other side of the day, and therefore,
so
at the end of the 6 hours,
why? The second hour
is at the end of the 6 hours. I mean, why are we not concerned? That was the question. We should stop you allowing to eat on the 5th hour because you might make a mistake and think also after the 6th it's really the 5th hour.
At
Chatzos,
I think it's really
what is at Chatzos? There is no time Chatzos. Chatzos is midday. You're either before or after. Right? There is no such time Chatzos. You're either before or after. So the worry is if you allow you to eat the 5th hour, you'll eat after the 6th hour. Right? If we allow you to eat at the 5th hour, since the person makes a mistake of 2 hours, he'll think, you know what happens, they're also, after the 6th hour he'll eat, thinking it's still the 5th hour.
And the whole question, by the way, if our concern is that a person might make a mistake at afternoon, so whether you hold 1 hour, whether you hold 2 hours, but
what?
That person will never... Very good question.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah. The next question is looking more. Very good, yeah. Okay. So what's the Gemara saying again? Let's work it through. So the Gemara says, the Gunzer may have had to make a mistake of 2 hours. So they say you should already stop eating ready from the beginning of the 5th hour. To which the Gemara answers, no, because the 5th and the 7th hour are the sun's different directions with that. So no reason to forbid you to eat in the 5th hour, because the 5th hour and after the 3rd is two different, completely different time periods. There's no room for mistake then. So the next question is, what are Rebron's asking? Yochi, if so, we're now about 29 turn in the Gemara. Yochi, b'shis nami nechol, you should be able to eat even in the 6th hour. B'shis nami nechol, you should be able to eat even in the 6th hour. Why? Like Rebron's saying. Because where's the sun in the 6th hour? Where's the sun in the 6th hour? It's the sun facing the Mizrach. Where's the sun in the 7th hour? Facing Ma'ariv. So no room for mistake. Yeah? Okay, very near, maybe the 5 minutes.
During that 6th hour, there's room for mistake.
Well, anyway, the answer to the Gemara is, no, we're asking during the 6th hour.
Right, as you build...
Oh, close to the
Chazay. Okay,
so on to the Gemara. Omar of Ado Ma'avo. Shit, Yoima, the Karnase, Koyi. In the sixth hour, Yoima, the sun, is, for some reason, Yoima means the sun. Rashi translates that. The sun is in the corner. Meaning, the 6th hour, Bemet, is not clear. It's not clear if it's to Mizrach or the Ma'ariv. And therefore, during that time, Bemet is a mocking from the sun. That's the answer. The 5th hour, there's no room for mistake because the sun's clearly to the east. In the 7th hour, during the 6th hour, that's the 5th hour. During the 6th hour, the sun's a bit hazy, not very clear where it is. Whether it's to the east or to the west. And therefore there's mocking for mistake. The person might make a mistake, they'll think it's still, what will happen? They'll have, after Chatzai, they'll think it's still the 6th hour, because in the 6th hour, Bemet is not very clear. Therefore, a person might come to make that mistake. we don't want you to eat in the 6th hour, because if you're allowed to eat in the 6th hour, you might come to also eat after chazan.
Isn't that contradicting the previous word that
that's very good. Why is that conversation?
Between
5 and 7 there is. Between the 6 hour is not. Between 5 and 7 is a clear distinction. Therefore we didn't make it there, even though really we should have allowed, should have stopped him eating chametz ready in the 5th hour, because the person makes a mistake of 2 hours. But since between 5 and 7 the person doesn't make that mistake, therefore we didn't make that there. I think in the 6th hour, which was your question, should even allow in the 6th hour? No, in the 6th hour the sun is, I don't know how to explain it too well, but in the corner there, and therefore there's a concern, a mess. It's not clear if it's before or after the 6th. We're worried that person might come and say, okay, if we can eat now, then I'll eat also after the 6th. And you come to buy
ups. In the 10th parish also, you know, people that are involved in eating, then kind of takes the kids away from them.
That's
why, you know, fifth is one thing, but, you know, the only thing, you're getting too close, I mean, people involved, don't
interrupt. That's only by meal, maybe don't like any chametz, not even half a piece of bread. What you're saying is that a meal, that once it's started, you keep going, but you don't like half a piece of bread, you don't have much. Here we're saying, no chametz can be eaten, even one pretzel, nothing, not even a crumb. Okay, see some Rashi, let's see Rashi. The chomish chamo b'mizach, Rav Yaakov will tell us exactly how many lines down it is, but I'm guessing it's about 26. The chomish chamo b'mizach. The chomish chamo b'mizach, the sheva b'mayiz. The chomet ena alta ena b'sheva, and the chomet only becomes forbidden in the 7th hour. Ve'in tos ve'in chomet b'sheva. There's no mistake between the 5th and the 7th hour. But man makes such a mistake. Ihochi b'sheish lamin echol. If so, now b'sheish lamin echol, he should be able to eat also in the 6th hour. The b'sheish adayin not la chama l'tzad mayiv. In the 6th hour, the sun hasn't yet moved to the west. It's in the middle of the sun, in the middle of the sky. I don't know, that I'm good at this astrological thing, but I don't get it. I don't get it. It's saying during the 6th hour, if you stand there, the sun is on your head, and it doesn't go not to the shade doesn't move not to either side. I don't understand. I would have thought at Chatzot it's directly above you, and in the 6th hour, it's still going to have a shade going to the one of the particular sides. That's what I would have thought. And in the 7th hour, the same. I don't know. Rashi seems to be saying not. So it could be during Nissan time. It's different. I don't know. You have to ask these. Well, I'll probably come up with a theory. In the 6th hour, for some reason, the sun is directly on top of you. In the 7th hour, it's already moving to the west. Explain it, I don't get it, so that's what Rashi says here. Chamashesh adayim lo yinot l'chamo l'tzad mayit. It hasn't yet gone to the west. Why? Elo be'en tzarekia, it's standing mamish on the middle of the sky, but zichot ha-tachteo, v'reish kol adam, and its shine is directly down on top of the heads of people. Yeah, but for some reason the 6 hours is more in the middle than the 7th. Vain till noita lilikan lilikan and a tachtos. So Mela says Rashi, there shouldn't be any room for mistake in the 6th hour. I would have thought Rashi would say in 6 hours, a slight still shade towards the west. That's what I would have thought he'd say. Mashiach in the 7th hour, the shade is now towards the east. He doesn't say that. He said in the 6 hour, it's clearly different to the 7th hour. In the 6th hour, the sun is directly on top of you, and it hasn't yet gone to the west. In the 7th hour, the sun starts moving to the west. Yoima, says Rashi, Yoima means chamo. Yoima is the sun, not the day. Yoima is the sun, is very karnas, okay, is in the corner, which means really banter here, in the middle of the sky. Kroiva linto is the miza, or kroiva linto is the mayor. It's very close to already tilting to the east and the west. Vein oim dimona, it's very hard to clearly define which way the sun is facing. So that's why there's a room for concern. If we allow you to eat in the 6th hour, you might come to eat also in the 7th hour. And after you knock out three stops, and now Rashi now got a bit of a summer question on the Gemara. Beit Karnasa means the corner. Why use the words of a corner? Talk about where the sun is on top of you, in the middle. Beit Emtoi. Huh? What's the matter?
No, it's around the corner.
Around the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But then you need to write a box in the middle. I think there'll be a time
where
the
Karnas on
the east,
and
the
Karnas
on the west. Meaning, not yet.
So,
you can't judge.
Right,
that's wrong. But if you're close, if the corner is about to reach over to the
foot,
and then when it goes again,
it's both. Set up on a loss in the Karnas, set up on a loss in corner.
What?
Set up on a loss in for a corner.
No.
In the middle, near the middle.
It's around the corner, meaning it's right there.
Oh, in like an American expression. Maybe it comes from here, hold it up. Maybe they make an expression, it comes from this Gemara, it could be.
It could be it's about three-dimensional versus two-dimensional. Because when you look at the directions you have, east, west, the north and south, so of a flat surface, a flat plane of the direction.
Rashi says like it. Rashi going to answer it.
If the shade will get smaller on one side, and you're standing on the other side, there's an interesting shade because the sun will go down the corner. And then, midday, the shade will come the other side, and
That really is around the corner, because it's around the corner of that building. Yeah. Here we're talking about the sky. Okay, so Rashi might just speak this out. The Lahaki Nokat Nishna Dali Kaunis says, the reason why he mentions an expression of the corner. The Lahaki Nokat Beimitsoi, and he say, in the middle, the Dorim Koi, because the sun is in the south. The Fi, Shigyanko Lachamo, the way the sun goes round, Shachamish the Vevet boy, the gilgul of the chama that the sun goes on. Remember, that's how Chazal understands the sun's what's the one going round. The orbit of the sun, right? Gilgul chama Shachamish the Vevet boy, the orbit which the sun goes round, Ogulhu is round. The Dova Ogul, Ein Chiluk Arba Ruchis Nikir boy. And then something circular, there's no clear definition of the four directions. Its eastern part of the orbit will go around till halfway through the south and halfway through the north. And halfway down the south will look like it says Mizrach Bereish Mayav. So I don't know exactly how this works. They're going to know the sun is going, instead of going overhead, it's really going east, south, west. That's what it's really doing. So it's got to that corner there, meaning not on top of you, it's got to that corner of where the south and the north, where the south and the north, east and west join, right? Where the east and west join, it's going from east to west. So once it's going past the south, so the south is in the middle of between the east and the west. That's why it's called the corner as opposed to on top, because it goes in a circular orbit. Okay, we'll accept that. So, That was the answer to Remeir. We had the question, why couldn't Remeir, can you eat? Why couldn't Remeir, can you eat in the fifth hour? Hey, couldn't Remeir, a person make a mistake of up to 2 hours, so why can you eat in the fifth hour? So it is because the fifth hour is clearly defined, it's in the east, and there's no reason to be concerned if you have come to eat after the sixth. So the next question is in Reb Yudah. Rava, Reb Yudah, now this is a bit more complicated. Rava, Reb Yudah, Rava, back to the Gemara. It's, wait, 18 lines down. Rava, Reb Yudah, Rava contributed the Omar, Adam, Toya, Gimel, Shoyt, Chosmashu. According to Rava, who understood that Reb Yudah said the person can make a mistake in just under 3 hours, Mitchilet Zaled Lo Yineichel, he shouldn't eat even from the beginning of the fourth hour. So what's going to be the answer to that one? You shouldn't be able to eat ready in the fourth hour. So what's the answer?
Can't you give the same answer?
So it says the Gemara, Hey Chama v'mizah, v'sheva Chama v'nayish. No, no reason for that, because the sun is in the east, in the fifth hour. And therefore, Toshin does. It's not important. But the problem with giving such an answer is, if you're going to say that, I know the answer is the sun's in the east, and if I'm not worried about the fourth hour, then you shouldn't be worried about the fifth hour either. And Abaye and Reb Yudah said, you're not allowed to eat in the fifth hour. That's the question now. If you're going to tell me, oh, well, we know that. We know the sun's in the east in the fifth hour. And therefore, certainly in the fourth hour, you're allowed to eat. Well, then, as much as that, then you should be allowed to eat in the fifth hour as well. No, you've got time to eat. You've got time. So what's that? Why should you not be able to eat in the fifth hour? Says the Gemara, Yehachi Behei Nami. Neichol, if so you should be able to eat, also in the fifth hour. So this is like a knockout question for Rava. Rava's option was saying a person can make a mistake of up to 3 hours. If you're right, a person can make up to a mistake of 3 hours, then you shouldn't really be able to eat in the fourth hour. So what are you going to say? No, in the fourth hour I know, because the sun's in the east. Is that the fifth hour also should be like that? So why did Rava say you don't have to eat in the fifth hour? Should be able to eat in the fifth hour. Kuntabai, it's good. You can't eat in the fifth hour because a person makes a mistake of an hour, and therefore a person, you know, you can't allow it. According to Rava, a person can make a mistake after 3 hours, and the reason why we're makel is because the sun's in the east, and we should be makel also in the fifth hour. So which the Gemara answers? Two Gemara, Abaye, Levi, Rava. Abaye came to answer Rava. This is one of the many places in Shas where you have a machlekes Abaye and Rava, and Abaye comes to defend Rava. Abaye reads the Baal Pluk, who's arguing with Rava, coming to defend Rava. In fact, in Bob Messiah, which I always like saying, because it's a chizuk and how you make them an argument for limitation. In Bob Messiah, there's a machlekes Abaye and Rava, and you're showing it up. In the second page of Bob Messiah, it's a whole long story about 2 days long, and that what happens if a person didn't express that he was miyash, but it's clear by then he would have been miyash. He hasn't expressed it, but we know, had he known about it, he would have been miyash. Rava holds that it's called the Yishalai, the dog of the Yishalai, there's a big map places about it, and so the other hand, Rava says, not the Yishalai, in Yush, there's a big map places about it. And the Gemara finally, Abaye asked a great question on Rava, which knocked out Rava. Rava didn't have an answer for it. And Abaye came to save Rava. I think a halacha is like Rava. So here you see that when there's a difference between an argument for the sake of Torah. Abaye's got an opinion which he holds. And Rava has the opposite opinion. Abaye is fighting his case. But he's not fighting his case. He's fighting the Torah's case. So unless you're going to ask the question to Rava and Abaye's going to answer for it, that's not going to stop Abaye from answering that. No, if you want to knock me out, let's knock from this question. Because this question, I'm going to answer for it. And that's the same thing here as well. Abaye, he also was the arguer was the one arguing with Rava. But Rava, we had the question of Rava, Abaye came along and said, no, I can't answer you.
I don't know of cases that we have.
Where Rava... Yeah, I don't know. Tikkun Abaye and Rava, we have a few places. Tikkun Abaye came to the defense of Rava, and he said, no, Eidos, Mr. Erlendizin, Chomet Zakeil Moslo, what do you mean by that? Eidos, a person very careful. And Chomet, not so much. If anyone can explain it to me, we're all is. What does Abaye mean to answer me?
Isn't Abaye forced
to answer
this
question? Abaye has to answer
Rava. Yes.
Why? Because
he didn't give the same
answer. Abaye gave the same answer to answer their opinion.
Yes.
Let's first work out what he's answering, and then we can say, is it the same answer that Abaye gave us one? So let's work out what on earth is he saying that is it, we still see them, and
people that keep testimony know that there is a question about it,
and therefore what?
And they're particularly paying attention to the time, especially in people that are everyone.
So we must remember, we're going in Rava that said the person can make a mistake of up to 3 hours. So what do you mean, pay attention to the time? What do you mean by this, pay attention to the time? We're going in Rava that said the Adim make a mistake of up to 3 hours.
Yes, but we've already said that because we can see from the time where the time is approximately. But when it's getting closer, and people know that the vocal vowels, we can't allow them.
Okay, but if it's between 2 and 3 and 5, it doesn't make a mistake for up to 3 hours. Uh-huh. That's what Rava holds. So what are you saying? That between 5 and 7, there, because it's muscle is easy, we can pay more attention to the sun. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
So Banal's saying, shut the ring, Morris, he's right, that's shut. That, nachon, you make a mistake for up to 3 hours. Nachon, even though you're aging, and Adim is always easy, but a person can make a mistake of up to 3 hours. But they don't make this mistake of the difference between when the sun's in the east or the sun's in the west. That they don't make a mistake. Adim is always easy means on this mistake they won't make. But other people will. Normal person will. Person will make mistakes in the fifth and the seventh hour. But the fourth, not. So the very top of the pyramid, all this. Between the fourth hour, we allow you to eat. Because clearly the sun's in the east. They say you should be allowed the fifth as well. So no, that red is not so clear. Either Adim we do allow it. Yeah, because the Adim, the difference between the 5 and 7 is enough. The difference between 3 and 5 is not enough of a difference for the Adim. And therefore we'll say a person can make a mistake of up to 3 hours. The difference between 4 and 7, that's enough of a difference for everyone. The difference between 5 and 7 is only enough of a difference for Adim, but not enough of a difference for other people. Right? That's how this new tariff of Abaye and Rava is saying. It's not the same answer he said before him, of Adim and Sol Adim. However, it's to say why we're less concerned of a mistake for Adim, and we'll give him a mistake of half an hour only, as opposed to Chomet, we're worried more of a mistake, we'll make it wider than it's an hour or 2 hours. But here we're now saying a whole challenge. The Adim is still a season, not that the Adim won't make mistakes. They do make mistakes. They make mistakes between 3 and 5, sorry. They do make mistakes. They make mistakes between 3 and 5. So don't say they don't make mistakes. They make mistakes for 3 hours. But not going to make mistakes for 3 hours, but to make a mistake from east to west, that they won't do, but other people will. But we're not saying other people won't make mistakes from east to west, because if it's the fourth hour, other people also won't make mistakes from east to west. So like your balance is explaining, they don't make mistakes, other people don't make mistakes from 4 to 7. But they will make mistakes from 5 to 7. And Adam won't make a mistake from 5 to 7. Let's see that all around.
I just want to take a look
to the house.
Very small minority of people are eating. Right? Yeah. It's very small minority. So he's, I look from his window, he's on the street, and he sees the confusion. And then he's going to think, oh, what's the time now? You know, what's the time? Whereas, regarding Pesach, the whole nation is focused on time.
That was a Bernard's point behind, yeah. That was a Bernard's point. That you could make a case that by Adim, Adim, they're not really looking at the time so much. I'm saying by Chomet, everyone's involved in the time. But we have to we can make things the opposite way. And by Abraham, since they know they're going to be interrogated at the time, those people that testify are very particular about the time. So they know that's what they're going to be asked. That's what Rashi explained. But then by Chomet, we have to cater for the whole people. We have to cater for everyone. Some say, well, focus on them, and all people don't know how to read the time.
They just bring them up and look at the window, walk in the street, or wherever they are. They're not even thinking, and suddenly they see something. Right. So they won't give either unless they also check the time.
Otherwise, they won't come. They know they're going to be interrogated. So they won't come to base unless they see the story, and they didn't check the time. So they'll stay at home. The only guys that will come to base are people that actually saw the case and saw the time. Then they'll come to base. Same thing. By Chomet, we have to give that everyone. And everyone, not everyone knows how to read the sun well. And therefore we have to be more concerned. That's the answer to your question. So Rashi explained. Rashi was, I think, bothered about your point, and that's what Rashi explained it. Then so we have a few Rashis, there are not too many. Mitchilas Arba Lo Yinechel, V'otoi, Shesh, V'chomish, V'arba. Doesn't make the mistake of the 6th hour, the 5th hour, and the 4th hour. So you shouldn't eat, ready from the beginning of the 4th. On the Shani, Shaminin Levi Yudah, Da'ama, we know Yudah, Da'ama Bein Chomesh Sheva, Loito. We know that Yudah says the person doesn't make a mistake between the 5th and the 7th hour. So Kol Shekin Arba, and that's not the 4th. If so, you should be able to eat also in the 5th hour. To which we answered, Eidos, Mitzor is reading. Helkach, Moida, Barib Yudah, therefore Yudah is Moida, they don't make a mistake in Chomesh Hashemah between the 5th and the 7th hour. Our Chomet, but Chomet, to God the Chomet, the Chodim Matzah, that negair for everyone. It's all, people make mistakes. Mew, says Rashi, Kule, I know it's all, they don't make such a mistake to say, Kule, I know it's all, they don't make such a mistake to say that even on the 4th hour. The Avagat is told, even though they do make mistakes in Chilas Shalosh, they save Chomesh between the beginning of the 3rd and the end of the 5th hour, the Ainu Shalosh Shalosh, which is 3 hours, Loito Ben Seif Arba and Chilas Shalosh. They won't make a mistake between the end of the 4th hour and the beginning of the 7th hour. Lasrinu Bezalid Mishum Sheva. To forbid you to eat in the 4th hour because of after the 7th, after Chatzis. Avagat is a bottom Mishalosh, even though it's less than 3 hours. Shum DKK Racham, because there you have the hacker of the Racham as well. Okay, that's where we're holding. We have 3 days to sit, Rabbi, 3 days to do, and then in Yetzchem we learn the new Malach of Rava. Speak to Tzotzon Rabbanon, which is about 4 lines later. Okay, that's our homework.
Until Rabbanon, March?
Yes, Shavishan.
Shavishan.
Okay, so we've been there, everyone. Thank you.